Welcome to Intersection Live, the tax and accounting profession's premier podcast source, provided by the CPA Technology Advisor, supporting the accountant community. This is Tax Prep Partners To Go, a monthly podcast program with the CPA Technology Advisor's own executive editor, Darren Root, and President and CEO of SurePrep, David Weil, both credentialed CPA CITPs. Listen to Darren and Dave as they explore advanced processes and solutions for tax preparation practices utilizing today's advanced tax document automation technologies.
Hi, this is Darren Root, Executive Editor of the CPA Technology Advisor, and you are listening to Episode 6 of Tax Prep Partner To Go. I'd like to thank our sponsor of this, SurePrep, and also Dave Weil, CEO of SurePrep. Today I have a great guest with me. I have Cheryl Woods. Cheryl's a solo practitioner out in Washington. And so welcome today, Cheryl.
Well, thank you.
So, Cheryl, tell us, tell our listeners just a little bit about your practice. How long have you been practicing, kind of what you do and all that?
Well, as you mentioned, I'm kind of one of the true sole proprietors. I have no staff. I have my office in my home and have had my CPA practice here for over 30 years. I'm in a rural area of eastern Washington that serves both Oregon and Washington along the Columbia River Gorge, and this structure's worked well for me.
So you serve what, maybe you mentioned maybe 250 clients or so?
Yeah, that's roughly. Most of them with some small business interests.
So pretty a typical practice. Over 90% of all practices, Cheryl, in the U.S. have less than 10 employees. So there's a lot of small practitioners, a lot of sole proprietors out there that I talk to every day, a lot of great practices. You mentioned rural area. What's the internet like out there?
That's been one of the real challenges of my practice. Is when I made the decision to not have employees, I did it with the knowledge that I was going to have to be on the leading edge, so to speak, of some technology aspects to keep up. And the internet was dial-up for a long time. We now have some fairly fast internet speeds. But when I first started with SurePrep about 5 years ago, I was on satellite. The last couple of years, I've been able to get a faster speed through a local internet provider.
Yeah, well, I figured with Microsoft out that way, they would have great internet all over the state. That's not true, huh?
No. Eastern Washington kind of lacks a little bit there. I still have a lot of clients that are on dial-up or slower internet connections.
Wow, that does sound a little bit painful.
Mm-hmm. It is, especially when you're trying to exchange data or get something to them.
So, Cheryl, in talking to you before we went live today, it sounds like you've used technology to your advantage for quite some time. Tell me a little bit about what your tax return process is like today.
Today, I utilize Lacerte for my tax software and eFile Cabinet for my storage of documents. I went paperless on my on my storage about 10, probably a little over 10 years ago. And just that speeded things up tremendously. And so now when I do get the paper organizers, but I do scan everything in, you know, up front, and then utilize SurePrep in my process of, you know, reviewing the documentation and then letting SurePrep populate the return and doing a quick review and then generating it through Lacerte.
So let me recap what I think I just heard you say. So you're sending out paper organizers today, right?
Right. I do still do that. My clients, okay. I have a real high return of those. Most people do fill them out.
Okay, so you get real...
But I get those plus original documents. I do require that they send in all the 1099s, W-2s, yeah. That type of thing.
So you're sending out paper organizers. You have really good adoption by your clients. So you're getting those paper organizers back. And from there, you're taking, and you're also getting the source documents as well. So
right.
from there, you then take that information and scan it in.
Yeah, I scan it immediately into my files, and then I go through and upload to SharePrep. I scan it in and label it accordingly, because when I give my clients back their returns, I have all of their source documentation and copies of the returns and everything on a CD. I don't generate a paper copy unless they request it. I generate a paper tax summary page, and that's about it.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, you know, a lot of our listeners would probably say, you know, you're a sole practitioner, you're working by yourself. You know, what's the benefit to you, Cheryl, of scanning this stuff in and having it all sorted and organized and identified? Tell me what the benefit of that is to you.
Well, to me, it just saves a tremendous amount of time, because before, I figured the first year, and this is rough because I don't track hours. I bill more of on a flat fee and form basis. But I feel in reviewing things that it saved me, you know, almost 30% time-wise on a return by scanning it in and then just basically putting it in the file and working on the computer with the SharePrep software. You aren't what I would call spinning your wheels doing the grunt work of key entering and that type of thing. It eliminates so much of that. You're doing what I feel your high value is you're going in and you're verifying that things are where they should be, and then letting, you know, moving on to the next step in the process.
Sure. So you get these documents. First step is you scan them in. You upload them to SharePrep in your case.
Mm-hmm.
SharePrep then organizes and sorts all these and gives you this electronic binder back, if you will,
right.
That allows you to tick mark and to put things where you want them to be. And then are you importing the documents into Lacerte at that point?
Yeah, as soon as I've verified everything, yes. I print one of the real values of SharePrep, I think, are their embedded work paper document afterwards. So as soon as I've done the verification and imported into Lacerte and then gone through and done that verification, then I print the work papers, and then I'm on Lacerte just getting ready to basically generate the return.
Okay, and then what you told me is you probably generate an electronic file, would be my guess. Are you e-filing everything?
I e-file almost everything, yes. And okay. When I review the returns with the clients when they're here, I review them on screen in the PDF format to get them comfortable with utilizing that. And go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. So you have a pretty nice paperless process then. From other than your paper organizer, you're not sending a whole lot of paper around anywhere.
Oh no, and that saves money too, both money and time, and it's a real nice aspect of it. I generate very little paper anymore.
Yeah. Have you ventured down the path of looking at portals at all yet?
I have a website. My website has a secure portal for clients to both send me data, and I offer the option for them. I store up to 3 years worth of tax returns on it for them if they want it. And it's been really successful. I was surprised. I got the website set up. This is the third year. And I was wondering how it would be embraced. My business clients, or what I would call my key clients, just really appreciated it immediately. But I've had more and more of my individuals work with it and really enjoy having that option.
Well, Cheryl, it's really encouraging to hear a solo practitioner, because I mean, that's a question that I get all the time. You know, I'm a sole practitioner. What good does this stuff do for me? But when you talk to a sole practitioner, you know, and you hear how they're using technology to create a completely paperless tax process, I mean, other than the organizer, you have a completely paperless tax process in what you said is a rural area, which I think is outstanding. So I got to commend you on that.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you.
So what have you seen, Cheryl? I mean, you've been doing this for a long time, as have I. Unfortunately, I turned 50 today, so I've been doing it for about 28 years. So what benefits have you seen with this technology that you've implemented for your tax process?
I think it's given me the ability to maintain a fairly heavy client load and do things in less time, and I think put out really a better product for the client. The paperless aspect of it has been marvelous, because my clients never know where I am, you know, when they call, and if I need to be looking at a document or get something to them, I'm almost always able to do so. It's been a challenge. I think it would be more of a challenge, you know, if you had employees, on making the transition. But if you make the decision, you really want to do the paperless thing and just bite the bullet and take the time to get it implemented. Once it's implemented, it's like having two monitors. It's like, how could you go back? You know, it just wouldn't make any sense at all.
Yeah, that's awesome. And something that you mentioned there, I just want to make sure our listeners picked up on. You know, one of the real keys here is your practice needs to be paperless. Only 17% of firms today say that they're completely paperless, which to me seems like, we've been at this for, 11 or 12 years in the pursuit of paperlessness, I guess. And although, you know, many, many firms are in the pursuit of paperless, but, you know, really small percentage have actually accomplished that in their practices. Do you find that alarming at all?
Well, I don't know. I think it's too bad in that it has, being paperless has so many advantages, but it also has the additional challenges of the security and that type of thing. And I think that's a real concern for a lot of the larger firms. I mean, it's a concern for me too, and I have, you know, I have firewalls and passwords and all of that. But it would be more of a concern if you were bigger. And I think a lot of it is just understanding. You know, when I was first I'd scan when I first. The year I made the transition to paperless, the way I did it is whenever I would pick up a file to work on that year, and it did make it entail more time the first year, but I would scan in the previous 3 years' work papers and tax returns, so I'd have that, and then I would shred, I had a shredding service that came out that first year, because you just had piles and piles of shredded documents. And I know my husband, he goes, are you sure, you know, that you want to get rid of the paper, you know, and because that's tangible. And yeah, I am fanatic about my backups and stuff. I have an on-site backup at noon and an off-site backup overnight. It does create that additional concern. And I think a lot of partners, more than probably lower staff, are reluctant to really let go of that much.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's some old habits are hard to break. It's kind of like, you know, the days when we felt like we had to mail a paper copy of the tax return to the Internal Revenue Service, or at least our clients thought that. And so they thought, you know, it was more secure to, you know, take an envelope to your mailbox and let a whole bunch of people handle it and then somebody key it in versus having a secure connection, you know, on the e-file. And I think paperless is much the same way, Cheryl, because, you know, this idea of having that in your backup every single day and off-site versus, you know, potentially a fire issue or any kind of other issue that could happen to paper documents over time. And so I think it's, you know, it's just one of those things that firms have to change their paradigm on the way they're looking at that.
But you're
right. I mean, bigger firms, you know, sometimes the benefits are even greater than in a small firm. But the challenges are greater too, for sure, because you have to make sure that, you know, you do the proper training to get everybody on the same page. For you, it's pretty easy. You just train yourself and you're off and running.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
So, well, Cheryl, anything else you think our listeners could benefit from today in from a sole proprietor, if we have a sole proprietor listening, what would be the one thing you'd want to tell them to keep in mind as they think about whether they should be using a solution for scanning and sorting and organizing and even maybe populating?
You know, as I said, the thing that I liked about the SurePrep from day one was the ability, you know, it had a very good ability even early on recognizing the source documents, and that has improved substantially. But the embedded work papers were a tremendous asset, I felt, and I liked it not being linked to the tax software product. I mean, you know, they're
any particular application, right?
Yeah. And that was the same thing I did when I went with e-file cabinet. Is it wasn't proprietary, you know? And I think sole proprietors, that's something a person needs, maybe doesn't think about as up front, but I think they should, because you want to maintain your optionality. You want to be able to access those down the road, no matter what.
Yeah.
And generating the PDF file that is accessible to with no restrictions, I think, is important. The other thing I think on paperless, at least the transition when I made the decision to go with SurePrep, is, and you mentioned that also, you need to do the training. You need to bite the bullet and spend the bucks and do the training instead of trying to learn it on your own, because it's much more efficient and it's a hard enough process making the jump to start with without having the frustration of not really understanding the product you're trying to use.
Well, Cheryl, we're out of time today. I want to tell you I really appreciate you taking the time. I know it's a little early for you out in Washington, so I really appreciate you getting going today and recording this podcast.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
My pleasure. And for all those sole proprietors out there that are listening to this, I hope you've taken a lot from Cheryl, as she's certainly seen the benefit of going paperless in her tax process. So until next month, thank you very much for listening.
For more information about the CPA Technology Advisor's other podcast programs, webcasts, and our e-newsletter, visit cpatechnologyadvisor.com. To ask questions or leave comments about our podcasts, call 800-456-0864, extension 2106, or tune in to future episodes where you're able to ask questions live via TalkShoe.com.